for Inclusive Childcare welcomes you to Inclusion Matters. We share resources and information to support quality childcare for all children. By partnering with early childhood professionals, parents, grandparents, and other caregivers, we work together to help every young child thrive. Welcome to Inclusion Matters, a podcast from the Center for Inclusive Childcare. I'm Priscilla Weigel, the Executive Director, and I'm here today with Jeremy Trifles, who is the Executive Director of Milestones. And they really spend all of their days and all of their time really focused on a lot of supports related to early childhood. And I'm going to let Jeremy jump in and tell us more about this wonderful organization.
Well, thank you, Priscilla. Thank you for having me on today. It's always a joy to see and speak with you regardless, but I'm happy to be here and share a little bit about what we're doing here at Milestones for the World's Littles. I like to start with, we wrap a 360 hug around children and families and providers in the childcare space. And we do that in some really exciting ways that support children, support families, and also we support the providers. Sometimes the larger picture and the larger audience sometimes forget that they're equally as important. And I know you know how important they are, Yes. Just the supports that you give them as well.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'll start with the fact that, you know, we really think about the provider. And so one of the places that we started at Milestones back in 1977 was as a lending machine, or the lending library, which it became known as. And we really just helped facilitate needs that providers had. So we would rent them things and lend them things, and they would be able to come back because maybe they only needed it for a period of time. Maybe they got a set of twins or triplets and they didn't need those extra pieces anymore because then the next step was different. And so that's how we started. And a year later, we added the Child and Adult Care Food Program. And we are a family child care sponsor statewide. We have about 660 providers that we support through the food program. And what that is it really is supporting child nutrition, education, meal planning inside of family child care. And then these providers get an opportunity to be reimbursed with some dollars to help support those expenses that they have for that food. But as a reward for serving good, nutritious meals that we know support brain development, especially in that 0 to 5 time, that's really important for those kiddos. And then as we grew as an agency, then we moved into, we also have now added the child care resource and referral space. It used to be called that for some of you that have been around in the industry. Now you will likely know it as Child Care Aware of Minnesota, which is a Minnesota chapter of the Child Care Aware of America, which is a national chapter doing a lot of amazing advocacy work for child care across the nation, especially right now. And so Child Care Aware of Minnesota handles the resource and referral part. So a couple of pieces that they do is they provide the parentaware.org website, which gives families an opportunity to go seek out if there's child care available in certain areas. They have drop down opportunities to see if there's openings depending on their location, county, and then what kind of availability is available at those. But then they also, Parent Aware functions as the quality rating system.
Sure.
In the state of Minnesota. And so we handle the West Central District, which is about 22 counties. And so that's the coaching, the building quality, and it gives these providers an opportunity to really provide that, what we call high quality childcare, and help those providers help those kiddos, especially now, you know, providers are really not getting as much as the professional development as we would hope. And so that's really what this is focused on. And that adds that professional development, helps them with their licensing, their credits that they need. So it's a great parallel.
Yeah.
And then as a result of being part of Parent Aware, if that you're that, it gives you access to some grant dollars. Mm-hmm. So whether it's startup funds or building quality funds, and Once they've gotten through all of that, they get some extra funds to be able to really invest in their childcare for things that they would need to help them grow, which is really powerful. And then in that space, they actually also have access to early learning scholarships, which is actually a statewide initiative. Milestones up to last July was the Pathway 2 administrator, and we were the area administrator for Pathway 1. That is now all in a central player sort of system. And so we handle the customer service side. So we really work with the families and the centers to make sure that things are happening and communication is happening so that those are getting paid. And really what that is those are scholarships for the kiddos, for the families to be able to attend childcare. And most of those are priority families, which there is a nice, long, healthy list of those folks. But they get access up to $26,000 a year from zero age to five. So it's a very powerful program.
Yes.
We certainly can't serve as many kiddos and families as we would like to, but it is a way that the state of Minnesota is supporting families to be able to make sure that those folks can be in a good, high quality childcare.
Yes. Can I just quick jump in, because you said it and it just struck me. 1977.
Yes.
Was when that's amazing, because I feel like I've been around forever and have worked with Milestones for years. But I mean, that's such a testament to your organization, to really the ground breaking early building of what do people need in our community? Oh, how can we support early childhood professionals? Oh, let's have a lending opportunity for that. I mean, I just applaud. I've always been so impressed with Milestones and the way that you have such responsiveness to the needs of the community. But I hadn't realized that 1977 was the beginning. My goodness. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. We're really excited. We're going to be celebrating 50 years here in just a couple of years. So likely many of you will be hearing a lot more about that as we get closer to 2027.
That's great.
And then some of the newer things, and by new, I mean in the last probably 2 to 4 years, we've expanded those programs as a response to early educators and what they need, because we've added our Shared Services Alliance. And that really is around the business side of childcare.
Okay.
So we provide them with childcare management system to get them going. We give them access to some telehealth benefits and telemedicine pieces.
Wow.
One of our booming areas is in substitute care, and it provides opportunities for sub care and assistance for on-site assistance. And so it gets a little bit, some people are like, well, it's just a sub so that I can leave. No. The program has a dual purpose. One is, of course, that sub. Once you've created a relationship with that on-site assistant, maybe you have that opportunity then, because as you know, that if an assistant or a sub is in a family child care and that licensed provider leaves, that person is now responsible for that license. And so there has to be a special relationship there, but we're seeing a lot of growth in that. We're actually looking for more sub folks because we have so much demand and ask for it. And I was actually just talking with Devin, who is our coordinator of the Shared Services Alliance here at Milestones, was saying she actually helped a provider increase capacity, which is opening slots, which is the number one thing we hear about all the time. How do we find more slots?
Yeah.
Because this provider was able to get like 12 hours a week of an on-site assistant, they felt like they could increase their capacity of their childcare because they weren't having to fight with all these extra hours, and burnout is decreasing.
Yes.
Which means retention is longer.
Yes.
And so that is a beautiful program that it's so brand new. We're still collecting data to find out what kind of impact it actually can have. And so that's super exciting. We have our wayfinders, which their sole job is to really go out and find new family childcare and new childcare centers. I can share with you that our wayfinders here at Milestones in our Region 7W have opened 3 childcare centers and 6 or 7 family childcares, about just over 150 childcare slots.
Wow.
Just Central Minnesota or the 7W region in 2025.
That's
so
it's amazing.
They're doing some incredible work. And, you know, it's a long process, and they help them all the way from the, I think I want to start a family childcare or I want to open a center, all the way through licensing and beyond. So they also do the retention pieces. So it's been really fun to watch those two. We have 2 full-time folks here that are doing that work. And then another one that we are really excited about here is our FFN program, which is Family Friend and Neighbor. And this is for the folks and the communities that maybe don't want to go through a licensing system, but their cultures are built on community and families taking care of families. And that program for us in this area has exploded. And we have so many families, and we have a full-time bilingual Spanish speaking and a full-time bilingual Somali speaking staff member available to help also support those communities and making sure that they are getting their questions answered. And so that has been just wonderful. We provide them with some resources. We provide them with some basic training, mostly in the health and safety. So CPR, first aid, those kinds of things to make sure those kiddos are safe. And then we also provide them with a mini grant. It's up to $200. So it's not a lot of dollars, but it's dollars to help them get things that would make their, you know, that experience better for those children and that person. And this can be a grandparent. These can be aunts and uncles. These can be family friends. It's just so wonderful. And we see all of those versions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is super, super, super fun. And I think the original idea of the program was to take it, you know, you come in as an FFN and then you go to maybe a legally non-licensed situation and lead them into a fully licensed childcare. And what we found was as we started to push, we actually got pushed back. And then there was less interest. And so really, as a means to hear the communities and what they're saying, let's just meet them where they're at and give and provide them kiddos safe spaces and families supports. And we have learning communities, and we do community engagement events, like play and learns, all those kinds of things to help support those providers as well, because they're equally as important as a fully licensed childcare or childcare center.
Definitely. And, you know, I was just in Duluth yesterday doing an FFN event because we have a contract to work with Northland Foundation, who supports the FFN providers in northern Minnesota. And, you know, as you're sharing about, I've met the staff people from Milestones on a huge Zoom call. The state of Minnesota has done beautiful work in the last few years to really build out support that's available to FFN providers. And I think that that's a huge shout out to what you were just saying, that responsiveness to the community. There's so many more supports available, and our whole state has different, you know, contract holders who are really doing what you all are doing, listening to the communities that are providing that unique care, that essential care, and giving them what they need to do well. And so, it's exciting to be a part of it. And I can sense that when you're sharing about it too. So my goodness, we've only been on this call for barely 15 minutes, and you've just told us so many things, Jeremy, and I have a feeling there's maybe some more.
Well, there might be more. I try to limit my 15-minute elevator speech to just that. You know, something I really am grateful to share, because this happened just this past spring, is we actually had an individual come in as an FFN, a bilingual Spanish-speaking FFN provider, who became a licensed child care provider, who became Parent Aware rated, who is on our food program.
Okay.
And is working towards being able to take on the early learning scholarships, and is an SSA member. So this individual has touched every single program at Milestones.
Wow. That's spectacular. Boy, oh boy. And how wonderful for you all to be able to tap into their experience as an organization to say, you know, what were the highlights? What were the challenges? That's a rarity to have someone access everything.
Yes. And we're the only agency in the state of Minnesota that does the vastness of things that we do.
Yeah.
And I like what you said, Priscilla, because there's so many other contract holders and organizations across the state of Minnesota that do the parallel, you know, services that they're FFN. Like, we only have this region, but each region has an FFN.
Yeah.
And what we've really done at Milestones, because our food program is statewide, mm-hmm. we have folks in the local state, our early learning scholarships, that program is all over the state. And even with now our district programs, we work really hard, and I've worked really hard with the staff to remember that just because we don't hold a contract to do FFN in Duluth,
yeah,
somebody does, and we know who that person is. And so we need to be the resource that connects them.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're working really hard on, because we know all those folks. And our goal is to make sure that those children and families are supported.
Definitely. And we like to say this a lot around here, and I'm sure it echoes in your hallways as well. It's all about relationships. And, you know, when you trust someone and they're providing one thing for you and they're being responsive and they're listening to you about those other things that you need, Milestones, it's you're showing it in our just the list that you shared. That's an opportunity for you as an organization to say, where else can we grow? Where else can we seek out funding? I think that's so exciting when you think of from those early days of just that lending library in 1977, almost 50 years later, to yes. be where you are today. That's super, super energizing, I'm sure, to you as the executive director and to your team and to the communities that you serve.
Yeah. And I feel like we're barely scratching the surface. Like, I feel like we're just getting started, which is the fun part for me.
Yeah.
Because I can still drive even around my community. And though I've been involved with Milestones for over 7 years, like, I bet 95% of people, when I say I'm at Milestones, don't know what it is.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's such an opportunity, which I'm happy to take that.
Yeah.
And run with it, because the more people who know that we're here as a resource, especially in the Central Minnesota community, but also statewide, that we can connect them with the right resource. Because like you said, the relationship matters and people want to work with people they trust.
Definitely. Definitely. I'm super excited to learn a little bit more about your, I'm trying to remember what the name of it was, with the, where you're supporting this, the sub and the connection there for family childcare to be able to have that other human being in their corner. Tell yeah. us more about that. And just, not to put you on the spot, but do you have an estimate of how many sites you're supporting with that program?
Yes. So that's the Shared Services Alliance. We currently have 60 sites that are members of our Shared Services Alliance. At the moment, it doesn't. There's no cost to the sites, and we start them with about a year and a half with the child care management software. We connect them with this on-site assistant. They have access to that, and that's a subsidized sort of system. So there's some shared cost with the provider, but what they're gaining in time. And just that knowing that there's another human in their space with them is invaluable.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that, you know, that's one thing that Minnesota is really has a strong population of quality family child care providers, probably more so than a lot of other states, because I have the opportunity to be out in some of the groups now virtually more often than not, but just to hear from other states what their systems are set up to do, I think that allows families more choices. And so we really want to cultivate and support those individuals who have made that decision, because for some kids, it's just the best fit. And for some families, especially, I'm sure, the communities and the business owners that you are, you know, talking to as you drive around town, they're appreciative that their employees have quality care all over their communities.
Yes. And we're working hard, and I'm working really hard from the business community side, because that's the area that I came from, about just educating them about the need and how important it is. Because if a childcare closes, or there's a, you know, they have a sick kiddo and then they have to send everybody home, that affects work. Mm-hmm. Right. And so there's a direct connection between the workforce and childcare, and we're working really hard to continue to bridge those and create some new opportunities and ways for the business community to support that backwards.
Yeah. And fabulous advocacy when we look at all that's swirling around in the world today. And the more people who understand the critical need for quality childcare outside of just the families who are the recipients. We want more people to know, and we want them to know why. And so Milestones is providing so many ways for communities across the state of Minnesota to be able to do that. So thank you, Jeremy, for your leadership. I know that we've talked over the years, because we kind of came on as EDs shortly within the same time frame windows. And it's fun to get a chance to talk with you and hear about the good work that's going on at Milestones, and to also plant a little seed that CICC and Milestones should be doing some partnering on some things in the near future. Let's talk.
Yes, I look forward to that.
All right. Well, thank you for your time today. Thank you for those of you who are listening. If you want more information about this, when we have this podcast live, we'll put a link in the description there so you can go directly to Milestones and learn more about all of the programs that they offer. And if you also just want more information about young children, go to inclusivechildcare.org. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Jeremy. We'll talk soon. For more information and a wide range of resources, visit inclusivechildcare.org. You'll find information on our coaching services and support on topics such as healthy child development, strategies for encouraging positive behavior, and guidance on including children with unique social, emotional, and learning needs, and much more.